the Guess Who on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC and No Sugar Tonight. And happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's a hot Friday.
All right.
It's about 84 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah, it's hot.
No.
It feels hot.
It does.
News 13's Ross Whitley will have an update on our weather forecast coming up right around 9:30.
Maybe we'll get some rain to cool things off this weekend.
That would be nice.
Would you be okay with me?
Yeah, you just want to stay inside.
Yeah.
Not work, do your chores.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
That's how I am too.
Yeah.
I would like to not mow that yard again.
I kind of don't want
to. No yard work. It's way too hot for yard work.
It's been hot enough that our garden vegetables are already cooked.
Wow.
Yeah, we have some things that just did not hold up to the heat.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I don't need rain on Saturday, or at least Saturday afternoon. If it's Saturday morning, it's fine.
That's ironic.
That's right. You've got to...
Because it's like rain on your wedding day. Except you're not getting married.
I'm not the one getting married. It's my friend who's getting married.
Are you going to do something with that hair?
Maybe.
We should do a makeover.
We need to do a makeover, ladies.
A producer Brandon makeover.
Well, yeah. I was going to shave tonight for sure, as soon as I find which box that's in.
Let me help you out, buddy. I'll help you out.
Makeovers by Captain Kirkman.
No, you don't want me doing the makeover, but perhaps producer Brandon should have one.
Well, there are enough ladies in the studio this morning to take care of it.
Yes.
That's right.
Introduce our guests.
We have Gulf Coast State College, Corporate College representing today, Laura Herder and Catherine Hooks. Also, Cat Andrews. You're two cats.
We are.
I didn't know I invited two cats.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll be more careful next time. But Corporate College has all kinds of different programs for the community, from classes to workshops, places you can, just learn more, further your education. You don't have to be going for a degree. Your boss will be so impressed if you come take a class at Corporate College, right?
Yes. That's
right. So who wants to start? There's so many different offerings. That's why we've got three of you. You're all kind of in charge of something. Who wants to go first?
I'll start it off.
All right.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hooks with Corporate College Marketing.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm the marketing coordinator.
And also the voice of Corporate College.
She is.
That's right, she is.
Do you recognize this voice? Yeah, we have some community courses coming up. One of them in particular is called Stop the Bleeding. And it is actually part of a national movement and in lieu of all of the mass shootings and so forth that have been going on. This class basically allows participants to learn life-saving techniques from any kind of wound, including how to apply pressure, wound packing, and how to properly use a tourniquet to stop bleeding before the ambulance arrives.
Okay.
And they're saying the first 10 minutes is very critical.
Right, and it could take 10 minutes for someone to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So you could very well be someone's lifeline.
You really could.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. It doesn't have to be a terrorist or
mm-hmm.
It could just be something you pass by.
It's
true. You always want to know how to help people.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
It's only $29.
Oh, great.
And it's August 24th, another one on September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good class to learn, a good course to take to learn how to just do the basics of saving a life.
There is a movement now to make sure people are trained for those emergency situations. I saw something on the newswire this morning that said, you remember the journalist that was shot by ISIS terrorists?
Right.
He was a Miami journalist. And there's now a foundation set up in his name in Miami that's training journalists who travel to places where there is unrest to help mitigate terrorist situations or getting through customs and borders and dealing with gangs and things like that. So this is a movement, and just like you said, everyone should be trained in that basic skill. That's great.
Very good. We're talking this morning with Gulf Coast State College's Corporate College. We have a vinyl play of the day coming up and plenty of good stuff. So y'all stay here, and they're matching too.
Yeah.
Y'all sent out a memo. T-shirts. I didn't get it. And then he's got something on his shirt there. We have music from the Police coming up. But first, I don't know why. This was on my mind when I woke up this morning.
Okay.
We're going back to the 70s. Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive. I don't know. It's more of a Monday song, but this is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Pretty sure I've said that to a student or two. Don't stand so close to me. Well, some of them, you know, they haven't learned yet that deodorant, the Dial soap is important. Mm-hmm. So much training we have to do here.
Right, I know.
Speaking of which, you can still register for classes.
That's right. Yep.
And we will teach you, somebody will tell you, mm-hmm. you know, put on that deodorant.
You might even get a makeover like Brandon.
I'm teaching a class this fall. We jokingly refer to it as the adulting class, but it is it's a business soft skills class, and it's about those, well, some of those things, you know, about how to behave in the workplace, which is funny that they're having me teach it, but it's about how to interview.
You're not requiring me to take it.
Well, you know. You know what they say about old dogs, new tricks, yeah, that sort of thing.
I just gave up on her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go ahead and hit myself with the... it was uncalled
okay.
for.
Is that part of the digital media program, though? Or does that go towards...
Yeah,
go towards any degree?
It really kind of goes towards most any other degree, but we fit it under us so that we'd have another class to teach.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
they have
great.
To find something for me to do. So... we'll talk interviews and
think of
things
something,
like that.
But I don't know.
Anyway, we're talking to Corporate College this morning in the studio. So, ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, they're bright and chipper today.
They are. Yeah. Tell us briefly what Corporate College does.
Corporate College is the non-credit, non-degree seeking part of the college.
Okay.
We offer fun classes. We have also some training for the workforce.
Right.
Professional
like
development.
Photoshop and Excel and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare courses. You can get a certificate in healthcare, continuing education with healthcare. We have computer courses.
Great.
Yeah.
Enrichment.
Personal enrichment courses. Yeah. We cannot forget that. It's not all about just the workforce. It's some fun stuff,
right,
too.
Right, right. So what else do you have coming up?
Well, on the technical side, we have a couple computer courses coming up in August and September. We have a real basic computer course called Computer Basics 101. Very, very basic. It just allows the student to get comfortable with the computer. Mm-hmm. And that's only $35.
Great.
Wow.
And we also have a computer troubleshooting class, and basically you just learn how to address common problems with the computer, and that is also only $35.
Very good. Are these day classes or half-day classes usually?
Some of them are at night and
depends.
Some are at day. Yeah, okay. Just go to the website and check out the dates and times.
Okay.
What is that website again?
It's gulfcoast.edu/corporatecollege.
That's easy enough. What happens if you type corporate college into Google?
Well, hopefully we're up there in the
first page. We're going to find out.
Yeah, you're the marketing lady, so here's the test.
We're working on that.
Yeah. And Laura, what do you have going on?
So we have a program called Education Encore. It is it's really big. We offer it in the fall and in the spring. Our fall is coming up. Classes start September 21st, but our registration is actually opening next Friday, August 3rd.
All right.
Is when we will open up our registration. And for those who are unfamiliar with Encore, it provides non-credit enrichment classes for adults in our area. They come to the campus, they take classes for 6 weeks every Friday, and they get to choose four different classes to take. And we have a ton of different classes for them to choose from.
Give me a couple examples.
Oh, gosh. So we have art classes. We have history, literature, writing classes. We've even got some science classes. We've got a physics class that's thrown in there. But again, there are no tests. There are no grades. It's just for fun. It's just for folks that want to really continue and believe in the lifelong learning.
And any adult, right? You don't have to be a senior. Some people think it's just seniors, but
that is
just
a misperception. It doesn't have to. You don't have to be a senior. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody. We've got ages from 40 to 90 and okay. everything in between. So, yeah, it's just anybody can join.
And you get lunch with that?
You do. So we have lunch. They can purchase lunch tickets. But yes, not only do you have lunch, but we have lunch and learn. So we bring different people in during lunch, different speakers in the community that talk about different topics from health to some of the some of our parks and recreation that we have in our area. We've even got some government officials that will come in and give us updates on that construction on 98.
Very good.
That will probably continue for a while, yeah.
Yes. So where are we getting lunch from? Is that here on campus, or are you somebody else from outside bringing it in?
It is. It's here on campus.
Okay, very good. That's important stuff for me.
Yeah, I run into the Encore folks a lot in the cafeteria. That's why I asked.
Yes. We have quite a few that come. We have about 250 folks that come for our fall encore. And then in the spring encore, when we have our winter residents, we have upwards of close to 400 people. So it's a pretty big group.
It's very popular.
It is.
Now, the registration event on August 3rd, you don't have to come that day, but that is actually a little event.
It is. So you don't have to come that day. You can actually register for encore up until classes actually begin. However, a lot of the classes fill up quick.
Okay.
So that's why we have the registration event on August 3rd, is so folks can make sure that they get the classes they want. And also, if they need assistance registering, sometimes the online process is a little bit challenging. So they can come, have a cup of coffee, and we can help get them in the classes that they want.
Gotcha.
That's
great.
Good stuff. You have more to tell us, right? All right, because we were going to take a quick break. We have that weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley. I do want to mention the programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. That weather forecast and music from Nazareth coming your way right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. A little bit of truth there for you, producer Brandon. Love hurts.
I know.
Just from time to time.
Yeah.
Music
warned.
There from Nazareth here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. A happy Friday morning. It's 9:35. We're talking corporate college here at Gulf Coast State College on this wonderful Friday. So we've got the lovely ladies from corporate college in to talk to us about what all's going on. Again, if someone's just joining us here in this second half hour, what is corporate college? I know you're repeating yourselves, but there are some of us that need it.
Corporate college, it's an opportunity for everybody for their continuing education needs and, as Laura mentioned earlier, the communication, the community education, just all the fun classes. But these are places where people can go, especially on the business side as well, to grow if they're wanting a job, get the next step where they're trying to go to and get certifications. And that's on my side of the business and industry, as well as our online classes. We have these certifications that some of are recognized globally.
And this could help you move up in the workplace.
Exactly.
These are more serious classes than we've been talking about. But also, you'd get a certificate to put on your resume and prove that you're, you know.
Exactly. And two of those.
Bettered yourself.
We have two of them coming up. One is the SHRM. SHRM is a Society of Human Resources Management. This is a serious course, and it addresses all of the basic things that are going on around. It's developed with the employees in mind. And when a company has somebody that is a SHRM certified person, it shows everybody we're serious about this. And we have somebody who's globally recognized, as well as that person who is SHRM certified. They're focused on advancement. They're globally applicable, and they're all universally recognized. This is going to help people understand the laws and with all the movements we have going on, of helping people to embrace the changes that are in the workforce, and how to play like adults should play, and how we should speak and treat each other accordingly. It's a great program. It's a long course. It's 12 weeks. They meet one time a week on a Tuesday. There's some online and in the classroom. But this is our last time that it's being offered until the next year. And we do this in alignment for when they go to take the tests to become certified. So it's going to be starting September 4th, and it'll run through November 20th. It'll end just before the holidays.
Right. And that international certification, like you said, really makes you a star in the workplace and makes your company look good. So your company might even pay for it.
Exactly. We do. Exactly. We have a lot of companies who want that recognition that they can say, this is what we have. And that actually draws a lot of people to come to work for that company, because they know that they have an HR that's going to have their back, and they're going to make sure that they know the execs and the people leading that company have the knowledge and that they're all playing on an equal playing board there.
Yeah. You have another course that is, I think, especially applicable here on Panama City Beach, and with all the development here, we're definitely going to need more CAM managers, right?
You're exactly right. The Florida Community Association Manager course, this is our last one also offered this year. It's going to be on a Saturday and Sunday. It's 18 hours. You have to have this training and take the course. You take a certificate to for your testing for the CAM. This is for all of those people who need, who are running any kind of a condo or anything where the budget is an annual of $100,000 or more. So these are the larger ones, or if they're managing more than 10 units. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who want this because you're exactly right.
Right. Maybe you're already in rental management, but you want to move up and there are a bunch of new apartment complexes open. So there are CAM manager seats to fill in this town, I am sure.
There are actually some of exactly what you're saying, the community, the people who own these condominiums, that they know that they are expanding. And they know that by law, they're going to have somebody CAM mm-hmm. certified. So we have people that they send to these courses as well. And the deadline for this is going to be August 17th. And that's the one thing we can't emphasize enough sometimes. People are like, oh, I really wanted to go to the class. Well, we have deadlines for that because we have to order books. We don't have books just sitting here. So
right.
So we have to have people, you know, register for the classes in time. So we get you in that seat and you're going to get your certification and start your new career or move up in your next career. Right. And we also, one other thing is that I work with a lot of businesses in the industries for growing their classes. I mean, for growing their business, I'm sorry. And so I will do customized training. I meet with them, I get different calls from businesses, and they'll say, hey, we really need to work on this. I'm like, okay, we meet with them, and we'll get a course built for them that helps with their workforce, whether it be, as we're starting to go into now, the Six Sigma in Lean, mm-hmm. that with a lot of the manufacturing, that we can help people with that as well.
Interesting
Great.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All of that and more at Corporate College.
I know. gulfcoast.edu/corporatecollege.
Exactly. And if you just Google Corporate College, it's number 2.
Whoa. Oh, very good
yeah.
job.
Right there at the
director.
Very top of the list. Central College of Florida pops up first. It might be because of alphabetical. I don't know how that works really, but yeah, we can take them down. It's 9:40. We've got a vinyl play of the day coming up in just a moment, but I wanted to mention that on this day in 1991, this song went to number 1. And it's
right.
a good old song. This is Natalie Cole with her dear old past dad and Unforgettable. This is The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me, never before has someone been there. Unforgettable in every way. And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible. Someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you.
that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Hitting the charts at number one on this day back in 1991, Natalie Cole, A Little Help from Her Dad, and Unforgettable.
That was a sweet idea.
Yeah.
To do together.
I think so.
I liked it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's 9:44, and we have the ladies from Corporate College in.
That's
we'll get
right.
back to them in just a moment. We've got a final play of the day.
Okay, great.
This is from a movie.
All right. From the 80s?
Yeah, because most of our vinyls out of the 80s or before. This goes back to 1984. I'll give you a hint. Eddie Murphy. He's in the movie.
Oh.
And he sings, too. This is when he tried to sing. Isn't it? No?
I'm not sure.
Is this a Nutty Professor? No, it can be Nutty Professor.
No, he doesn't sing in this.
He doesn't? Okay.
No, but I'll give you a hint. This song also premieres in the movie. Can you remember?
Axel F.
Yes, that's Axel F. What movie?
Gosh. I only know because now I've seen the jacket to the record, so... Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah.
But because it's so stinking hot outside, this is Glenn Frey and The Heat Is On. This is The Mix and your vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Oh,
It's our vinyl play of the day. You hear those snack, crackle, and pops. It's Real Record right there. That's Glenn Frey and The Heat Is On. That's
from Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Those are tight tracks on
now there. Now we remember. Yeah. Not much room between them.
No, not on that one. They squeezed a lot on there. We were just talking off air about how you can listen to WKGC if you're not in this
That's
listening
right.
area. Visit our website, WKGC.org. It's really easy. Producer yeah. Brandon. You can also, there's a couple of apps that you can download. The Next Radio app, and you just type in WKGC. We pop up, all three of our stations, HD 1, 2, and 3. You can also download the TuneIn app.
Okay.
Do the same thing, and we're right there. It's easy. Great. You don't even have to go to the website at that point. Just pull it up on your phone.
On your phone, yeah.
Bink. That's what I listen to at the gym.
Good.
Yeah. So, Corporate College, Laura, you were telling us you've got a new class coming up.
I do. We have a new culinary class coming up. It's called Leave It to Cleaver.
I love it.
I know. I love the name, too. So, it's going to be a knife skills class, and they'll learn how to fillet, butterfly, take apart a whole chicken, which is
wow.
not something I know how to do.
Right.
That's what I use Publix for.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. But they will learn all those skills. It's actually coming up pretty quick. It's Monday, August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is $75, mm-hmm. and it's a three-hour class. It's going to be taught by one of our instructors here on campus, Mike Meeks. And they get to take home everything that they prep. So you actually get the
good.
Food to take it home and then cook it up. So you've got dinner ready.
So I'm sure there's a cost, right?
$75.
$75. And yes. you get the meat.
You get the meat. Yeah. Yeah. And the skills.
Meat and skills. But not the knives.
Not the knives.
Not the knives. Not with this class. Now, with our other knife skills class, you do get a knife. So with some of our culinary classes, you do get to a knife
it
to
depends.
Take home. This one...
you just get the raw chicken.
That's pretty big. Yeah. So you get the meat and you get the skills. So.
All right.
There's that. You have dinner.
That works.
That's a great promotion. Can we give away raw chicken?
We could try
to the eighth caller, raw chicken.
Not a bad idea. Do you have the raw chicken to give away?
I don't.
Because I don't.
I don't have any.
I left some at home.
I don't have any right now.
Yeah.
Fresh out.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I don't even have any cooked chicken on me.
My neighbors have like a actual chicken like
what, in the yard?
Yeah. So
a pet chicken.
So the rawest chicken.
Wow. Well, that's...
And the chickens, they are already dead when... So
yes,
you're not going to fillet a raw, a live chicken.
No.
Nor have
we're
to pluck
not going
it.
Quite... That would be one of our prepper's classes.
Absolutely.
That's my survival
program.
Skills.
That's the wrong program. So yes, with this one, it's a little bit different.
Okay. How is that class going, the prepper's class? Is there another edition coming up?
We do. We've got another one coming up. The date's not set yet, but we are going to do a safety and first aid class.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And then
which
after
you might
that,
need after the knife class.
You might need after August 6th. That's how we get our students.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we ensure that we have enrollment.
You do it in that order, yeah.
Exactly. And then after that, we're going to do a navigations class. So, yes.
Oh, boy.
More to come with the Prepper Series.
Okay.
And again, that website.
gulfcoast.edu/corporatecollege.
Very good. Thank you all for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to wind up this hour, take you up to 10 o'clock.
Guess who's coming to town on Sunday?
No idea.
The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Oh, yes.
The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students who are on a tour called Road to Change. It is stopping in Panama City this weekend. The public is invited to a town hall with the students, an opportunity to listen to their stories. That'll happen at Arnold High School Auditorium on Sunday at 2. Then there is like an after event as well. There'll be a workshop focusing on youth civic engagement. And later in the evening at 6 p.m., students will meet at the Mosey's downtown.
Very good.
And there'll be an informal town hall there.
These are high school students. Can they go to Mosey's?
As long as they don't buy the alcohol.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. I just don't want to see a bunch of high school kids get in trouble. I mean.
No. Yeah. This is pizza and juice.
Water.
Yeah.
Juice.
They have
pizza and juice
boxes.
They
there have
Coca-Cola. All right. Very good. Yeah, that'll be a neat event. You said that's at Arnold?
Arnold High School at 2 or Mosey's at 6.
Okay.
Sunday.
Very good. Your favorite auntie is coming up next. She's going to take you from 10 till noon. Right now, we'll wrap up with this great classic from Led Zeppelin. This is Stairway to Heaven. It's the Friday edition of The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.